responding on a run, responding on the recourse to proof, is it the substantive of the truth? So she didn't tell the truth about some recruitment in some first instance. That has nothing to do with the fact that her ongoing symptoms, where she would be first in Kansas, would interfere with the ability to sustain work on a regular and continuing basis. And of course, that is the commissioner's burden. This is short to even perform on a regular and continuing basis. They also did, she also made some observations that I think are interesting. They're going to do with the enjoyment nature of the disease, of the symptoms, and its key period of being here. So perhaps I'll think about some things that might have to do with cancer or from heart disease. We're talking about studying what is nature reasons. These questions that he was being part that are real predictable. And just so you're hearing about sedentary work, being a sedentary work, you see them stand up every once in a while, maybe a half hour, and so on those things. And of course, it's huge to see suffering from chronic fatigue. The administrative law judges rationale, obviously, it's my synthesis, is that the ALJ's expert witness, the ALJ, in his own extrapolations from the ECOG, the medical evidence, I think it's very, very interesting that at the beginning of the hearing, the ALJ himself said, you know, I've been here, I don't know what's going on, I don't understand, so I don't want to leave. And that's why he said,
it's concerns about painting children in any respect. And we also have ALJ's decisions a few pages earlier in the decision under treatment notes, which also indicated that the therapy was responsive to treatment and that she could manage or relieve any lingering symptoms really universally. If the court takes a look at the entire record in this case, it's complete with examples of the reporting that the therapy was responsive to treatment and that relieving symptoms were associated with her demise or giving up too quickly. If you go back to my comment, I want to ask this court to find the cases I want to address in Indiana where the symptoms experienced will be brief, temporary, and symptoms in the cases are actually quite different. In this case, once we started treatment for her therapy, she only reported three symptoms from about her in two periods. One was August 2009. The other was in summer 2010, with follow-up in January 2011. In both of those instances, Dr. Shulman adjusted her medication, and in both of those instances, the subsequently admitted her symptoms were improved on the medication regimen. So this evidence contradicts the correct argument and distinguishes this case in comparison to Indiana, and provides further support for finding that the FDA was approved in person and the ALJ gave several reasons for disowning these judgment complaints that this court has found to be clear and convincing. First of all, in the Harding case, where I asked the commissioner's brief, this court recognized that the claimant's admissions of an alleged care provider contradicted the claims that she had been overburdened and being unfair and convincing to them. That's precisely what we have in this case. Also, in the Cleveland case, this court recognizes that even if a claimant's admitted activities show some limitation, they can provide a clear and convincing reason for disowning credibility or one of the specific clear and convincing reasons given here. The ALJ specified that needs to be responded to treatment that she believes it brings to the society personally. The ALJ also referenced her activities and was talking about that they weren't limited to the extent of what would affect given her complaints of disability. There were a number of things that were to be cited to you in relation to this. She was doing chores, she was shopping, she was making personal money from school. She really felt that something was wrong.
Of course, I think that contradicts what she said is she said she had a
before-application
score.
Well, what ultimately we were talking about was, you have a claim of complaint of disability, and then you have evidence showing that the claimant may have some restrictions, but it is not as extreme as the claimant was alleging. So here, we told the doctor that she was active, which the ALJ specifically noted in his decision. She described a wide array of activities, including occasionally going out dancing. There was one instance which she reports an agency, but which is documented in her emergency room treatment notes. She changed her behavior while doing volunteer work, moving rocks on the Salt River. While both evidences might be appropriate to believe, as they argue, it also reflects the substantial evidence to support the finding that this activity is being clear and convincing.
That's a pretty high standard, no?
It is a pretty high standard, but even under the standard that this court has articulated, the clear and convincing reason standard, the court has found that this type of evidence satisfies the requirement. One example is the Romania case we've been talking about. Another example is the Rawlings case that we cited in our brief. The court said that even where the activities might be interpreted differently, there was evidence for the interpretation and that was confirmed. And that's only one of the clear and convincing reasons. As I mentioned, we have evidence of symptom improvement. In addition to these reasons, the ALJ specifically found that these reported symptoms were inconsistent with the situation she found herself in. Although she seemed to be greater than the bedridden, she was well-traveled, healthy, married, which probably makes sense. And then ALJ also specifically found that her loss of candor about her drug and alcohol abuse carried forward to her symptom of agency. And this is also a reason this court recognized that Thomas' case cited with patient's rating. So the ALJ properly assessed her ability of giving reasons that satisfy the support's requirements. I'd like to further discuss the opinions. And then the ALJ and the administrative founder found that the Western Social Functional Capacity, that is something that the ALJ is just doing under regulations, that finding under the regulations must be based on each requirement. And while in this appeal, we are emphasizing her own reports back to the U.S. Court of Disability Claim, selected symptom reports to Dr. Shukla, looking at the record as a whole, we see that some of her reports are doctors or psychologists, and there is substantial evidence to support the findings that the ALJ made here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors.
Counsel's office cited the Rollins case. One goes and reads the Rollins case. One will see that the daily activities enumerated by this court in that case are extremely frustrating. Regarding reporting alcohol, the Thomas case actually refers to the Virtuoso case. And the Virtuoso case was a case where there was evidence of delivery plus reports of alcohol. Plus, in this case, there's only one instance. That's a pure lie about your claims. As to exhibit relationship, this court has said in the first Rendon case and in the Rendon case that one need not be totally consistent managing an inventory to be eligible for disability. And I think the correct standard was pointed out to be the clear and convincing standard. As to the issue of the episodes, Sylvia was very honest about that. She said the episodes themselves can be small, the symptoms, but the aftermath can be healthy. In terms of experiences, they keep it back as soon as you can. The standard regarding the treating physicians to be leveraged should just be specific and general. We will endure it in the end. Can't do different appeals. I think we should be very convinced of the reason of the errors that is the ALJ did not realize upon doing the reports. If he relied upon evidence that related to the treating physicians, that might be one matter. If he relied on those evidence, as I said before, the doctor's proof is failing, stands contradicted in this case, this individual is a
very sensible question. Given what she complains of, it's hard for me to understand how she could drive the car in this kind of efficiency, hop in and out of the car, and to these errors. So I'm seeing if she can explain it to
me. I guess I have two answers. I'm curious by your first answer. I wish you did. And my second answer is, she never said that was on the nature of disability, that every single time you stand up, fall over, in fact, it's an internet, new carts, that's not necessarily inconsistent.